ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकीनन्दनाय च
देवकीनन्दनाय च
नन्दगोपकुमाराय
नन्दगोपकुमाराय
गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, titled Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet, text 9 and 10. So we'll recite only the ninth one or both. Vatsam kalpya me veera.
Vatsam kalpya me veera.
Yenaham vatsalatava. दोक्षे शीर शीरमयान कामान
दोक्षे शीरमयान कामान
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
भूतानां भूतभावन
भूतानां भूतभावन
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जु ऊर्जस्वान्
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जस्वान्
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं कल्प्य मे वीर
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
येनाहं वत्सल तव
येनाहं वत्सल तव
दोक्षे शीरमयान् कामान्
दोक्षे शीरमयान् कामान्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
भूतानां भूतभावन
भूतानां भूतभावन
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
येनाहं वत्सल तव
येनाहं वत्सल तव
दोक्षे शीरमयान् कामान्
दोक्षे शीरमयान् कामान्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
भूतानां भूतभावन
भूतानां भूतभावन
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
अन्नम् इप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
येनाहं वत्सलातव
दोक्षे शीरमयान् कामान्
अनुरूपं च
दोग्धारं
च महाबाहो
भूतानां भूतभावन
अन्नम् इच्छितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
येनाहं वत्सल तव
अन्नम् इच्छितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
भगवान् वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
वत्सं कल्पय मे वीर
येनाहं वत्सल तव दोक्षे क्षीरमयान् कामान्
दोषये क्षीरमयान् कामान् अनुरूपं च दोहनम् दोग्धारं च महाबाहो भूतानां भूतभावना अन्नम् ईप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान्
वाञ्छते यदि
वत्सं
कल्पय मे वीर येनाहं वत्सला तव
दोक्षे
क्षीरमयान् कामान्
अनुरूपं च दोहनम्
दोग्धारं च महाबाहो
भूतानां
भूतभावना
अन्नम्
ईप्सितम् ऊर्जस्व
भगवान्
वाञ्छते यदि
What to word meaning? Vatsam.
Vatsam.
Kaf.
Kalpaya.
Arrange.
Me.
For me.
Veera.
O hero.
Yena.
By which.
Aham.
I.
Vatsala.
Affectionate.
Tava.
Your.
Dokshe.
Shall fulfill.
Shira Mayan.
In the form of milk.
Kaman,
desired necessities,
Anurupam,
according to different living entities,
Chur,
also,
Dohanam,
milking pot,
Dogdharam,
milkman,
Chur,
also,
Mahabaho,
O mighty armed one,
Bhutanam,
of all living entities,
Bhutabhavana,
O protector of the living entities,
Annam,
food grains,
Ipsitam,
desire,
Urjavat,
nourishing,
Bhagavan,
your worshipful self.
Your worship.
Vanchate,
desires,
yadi,
if.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Translation. O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Purport. These are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must first have a calf so that out of affection for the calf, she will voluntarily give sufficient milk. There must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate towards her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, reptiles, and aquatics, can receive the respective foods from the planet Earth, provided that human beings are not asat or adhrita vrata, as we have previously discussed. When human society becomes asat or ungodly or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. The ungodly human being, ignorant of his duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them to compensate for the insufficient production of grains. Thus, no one is satisfied, and that is the cause for the present condition in today's world. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarganam Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sargana Lalita Sri Vishakhamritam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Guru Vinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram
Hare Krishna. So we're discussing about how Mother Cow is praying to Prithu Maharaj. So Prithu Maharaj was threatening her, and then finally Mother Cow understood she cannot do anything, and she started offering prayers. And then after offering prayers also, this personality, Prithu Maharaj, is not satisfied, he's still angry. Now she has finally come to a conclusion that now if I have to pacify him, then I have to give what this personality wants. And now she is describing how to get what Prithu Maharaj wants. So she is describing the procedure here, the process. So here it is talked about the cow and the calf. Yes. So she is saying that get a calf and get a proper milkman, get a proper pot, and then start milking. This is what is mentioned here. Now you see in this, when I was just reading about cow and calf, I remembered this. So when Krishna used to go to steal butter, so the gopis would come and complain to Mother Yashoda, saying, your Kana, he comes here and then he enters our house without our permission and he starts stealing butter from everywhere. If he steals the butter and eats himself, it's okay. He eats and when his stomach is full, he'll throw it down saying this butter is useless. And everywhere it will be butter. That is also okay. Even if he eats alone and throws it out, it's okay. But he feeds monkeys. Are we making butter to feed monkeys or what? Then Mother Yashoda would say that, okay, you keep someone outside for making sure that no one enters. No one enters your house. Now some soldier. And obviously the soldier at home is the husband. So the gopis would keep the husband outside. And the husband would be standing outside. And what Krishna would do, he would use two tricks. One trick is, he would go to the house and he would stand in front of the husband of that particular gopi. And then, gopis would have warned the gopas not to listen to this boy. If you listen to this boy, then as soon as you listen, you know, you'll be blank. You'll not understand what to do. And once you are blind, this person will enter the house. Now, this was told, start speaking, the gopas would not listen. No, they would close their ears, no, we don't want to listen. But then Krishna would use one more trick. He would just look at the gopa and he would give a very nice smile. And the smile is enough to go blank. In fact, gopis, when they are singing the gopi geet, they are saying, I forgot that verse where it says Dhamsana Smita. So there the gopis are saying that if you smile, your smile is enough. Your smile is enough to destroy all the pride of your devotees. Yes. So whenever I read the shloka, no, I just think that when that day will come, when we do not struggle so much to get rid of these anarthas, he comes, he smiles, and everything goes away. So this is one trick, you know, which Krishna would use. And another trick is He would go and he would see the gopa standing. Then he would enter the cow shed. And then, so there's a section where the cows are kept and there's a section where calves are kept. Yes. So he'll go and untie all the calves. And untimely, all these calves will go and start drinking the milk. Now you can just imagine the hustle and bustle. Now I'm not talking about one or two cow and one calf or something like that. Yes, here we have thousands and thousands of cows. And all these calves will run and start drinking the milk. And these gopas would be standing at the door. They would run towards the calves to catch them. And then in this hustle and bustle, the gopis will also come out. They will all, you know, try to catch the calf, tie them. And when all this thing is going on, our Kana would enter the house, steal butter nicely to do whatever he wants. And then he'll come out very nicely. As if, you know, he has not done anything. This is the cow and calf thing I just remembered. And also, when Krishna would go for Gocharan, he would take all his cows. Yes. And then, when the cows would come back, the cows would be still there in the cow shed. They would be taken by some other party. So they would come before the calves. Sorry, before the cows. The cows would be tied. And then, you know, there's a proper time where the calves are left to drink milk. So all the calves would be left for drinking the milk. Now you just imagine, how many cows Nanda Maharaj had? 9,99,999. Yes? These many cows. Now I cannot imagine the number also. We are seeing our Giridhari Goshala, so many cows are there. Just 15 number. Yes, that itself means so many. You can imagine 9,99,999 and all of them will have one calf. This is what is described. So now when the calves will come back, the calves would be untied. And the cows will be calling for the calves. And it is described very beautifully that the calves will go to that particular mother only. They will not get confused. No, where to go? So many cows are there, right? So all the calves will go to that particular cow only. Yes? And they will start drinking milk. So this is a relationship between the cow and calf. And that's what here Mother Earth is saying. That if you get a proper calf, then I would feel very, very affectionate and I would give milk. And this is what is, you know, described here. So when I was reading these sections, so one thing was coming to my mind was about the helplessness with which the mother cow is offering prayers. You see how helpless she is feeling when she is offering prayers. And with that helplessness, with that mood when she is offering prayers, Ritu Maharaj is considering her prayers. Yes. So one thing which I was thinking about myself is, you know, if I want to offer prayers, first I have to feel helplessness. And for that I have to understand why am I helpless. Sometimes it becomes very difficult to understand. Am I helpless or no? I don't think I need any help. Yes, I'm equipped, well equipped. So I was just analyzing this fact and this some points we could share in the base also. So one of the aspects is the samskaras which we had talked last time also. So past life samskaras. We want to do bhakti, but these will keep popping every now and then. This past life. So they're still there with us. Then in the currently, we have got a lot of anarthas from the past also. And currently also these anarthas are decreasing day by day. And even when we want to practice bhakti very nicely, these anarthas don't allow. Every now and then they'll pull us down. So samskaras are pulling us down, anarthas are pulling us down. Yes? And now comes the surrounding. We are very much interested to do bhakti. We are very much interested. We want to intensely practice. Yes. It's not, there is no one in this world, at least the devotees who come, you know, to bhakti. And when they hear that we have to attain Krishna this very lifetime, we have to break the cycle of birth and death. And they make a plan, maybe in 1 year I can attain Krishna. And so on and so forth. So everyone who comes to ISKCON or comes to bhakti, their goal is clear. Their goal is to attain Krishna. And with that goal, they start practicing bhakti. But all these things pull us down like anything. The past life samskaras, the anarthas, and the surrounding. I remember, you know, sitting and chanting Monday, back in Mumbai. And now there were some songs which I used to hear very, very much repeatedly. Yes. Now that song was played. Now somewhere else it is played. And it went into my ears. And now I want to chant and I'm praying to the Lord. Why this sound is entering my ears? Yes, and more than Hare Krishna Mahamantra, nice that song is playing in my ears. Pravishta Karuna Randrena, if these songs enter, they'll just make it more dirty. Yes. And then, so this is about surrounding. Even when we don't want to, the surrounding don't allow us. And look at the people around. Especially when we are in non-devotee circle. Let's take the ones who are very close to us, parents. Yes, one of our base devotee was sharing. So he was telling his mother that, you know, please start chanting one round every day. So the mother was very intelligent. She said that you reduce one round, I'll increase one round. Yes. And always there will be a complaint from parents saying, limit me bhakti karo. Yes, I never understand what is the limit, because Bhagavatam doesn't describe any limit. Yes, but these people have some limit. So they said, do bhakti limit. And all glories to our relatives. Yes, they also will have some points to add. Yes, see, this person will go away from the house, don't allow him to do bhakti. It's very bad, and so on and so forth. On and on and on. Yes, so people around don't support, friends don't support, colleagues don't support. They find out every opportunity to pull the person down. I need not describe this. You know, we have experienced, all of us have experienced this. So in this way we see that how the past samskaras, the anarthas currently, and the surrounding, they pull us down like anything, even when we want to sincerely practice bhakti. So this is the shortcoming from our side. Now let's understand the overqualification of Krishna. Yes, it's very difficult to understand his personality. There are different reasons. You know, we have various aspects given in Bhagavatam. Kunti Maharani is, you know, saying this, one of the reasons she is giving. Maya Javanika Channam Agyadokshajam Avyayam. Now, what is that? Now, yes, she say Muda Drisha Nato Natya Dharo Yataha. So she is saying that there is a curtain in front of Krishna. And this curtain is covering Krishna. Now just imagine, you know, Krishna is there on the other side, and if you close the altar, you cannot see what is there inside. Yes, that is what is our condition. Krishna is there in front, but unfortunately there is a curtain in front. There is a protective curtain where Krishna wants to be, you know, remain protected from all the non-devotees and all the practicing devotees also. Yes, so this curtain is there. Now how is it possible for us to understand, you know, what is there behind the curtain? How can we understand Krishna? And then she also says, Nato Natya Dharo Yataha. So this personality Krishna, you know, he's like that actor on the stage. For who, if we don't know about that person, it's very difficult to understand who this person is. Like for example, we enter some place and you know, some drama is going on. You know, in between we have entered, you know, drama is going on, somewhere in between, about to end. And then we enter and then some conversation is going on between different characters, and we are wondering, what is going on here? Yes. Similar is our case when we, you know, listen about Krishna. Krishna lifting Govardhan, Krishna killing Kalya, Krishna killing some Bakasur, Ragasur, etc., etc. She's like, how is it possible? How is it possible? Because unless and until this curtain is not removed, we'll never understand how great this personality Krishna is. Yes. When I was in Udupi, we had gone to Udupi for Priyatra. Had some nice experience also. So we were standing in the temple in the evening, and Chamar Seva was going on. First time I saw, you know, half an hour Chamar Seva is going on and on with different mudras. So it was very nice to see. So everywhere the lamps were lit. The entire temple was lit with lamps. I guess some thousands and thousands of lamps were there. Yes. And traditional instruments were played, proper traditional South Indian instruments. And amazing sound was made. It was in sync, and it was really nice to hear. And then this Chamar Seva is going on, and Lord is seated, and everyone with folded hands, they're offering prayers. Yes, everyone is offering different prayers. So looking at everyone, I was also inspired. I also started offering some prayers. I started offering Gajendra Moksha prayers. Then I came to this verse, Nayasya Deva Rishay Padam Vidur Jantu Punako Ratigantu Mihitum Yatha Natasya Kritibir Vicheshtato Udratyanu Kramana Samavatu. Particular verse, because the meditation surrounding. Because surrounding was so opulent, and so much of opulence the worship was going on. Now my eyes were wet, and the prayers which I was offering, you know, I could feel this, that in so much of opulence, you know, how can I understand you? Yes, I'm a person, you know, who is a beggar. How can I really understand your opulence? Yes. And this opulence is covering you. Now, how can I ever understand who you are? And but the goal. But for us, there's so many strong crocodiles holding us in this Bhavasagar. Literally pulling us down every now and then. Yes, every now and then. We come up a bit, have a nice experience in bhakti, and then we start practicing bhakti with enthusiasm. Suddenly some crocodile will come and, you know, catch us and pull us behind. Yes. In this tug of war, how can we attain Krishna this very lifetime? Yes. How is it possible? How can we understand this personality, Krishna? Yes. Very, very difficult. So this is the helpless state, you know, that I was talking about. If we can understand how helpless we are, then when we offer prayers to Krishna, then automatically, you know, we can offer prayers from the heart, from the heart for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if we offer helpless prayer to Krishna, I was just thinking this. Now, Krishna would think, you know, okay, theek hai, who this person is? So many nice prayers are offered in Bhagavatam. This personality is offering prayers. Now, theek hai, you know, okay. Like, Brahma started offering prayers after Brahma and Mohan Leela. Now, you see that photo, how Krishna is standing. Hmm? He's standing with one hand and then, theek hai, chal bol. Yes? So, when we offer prayers to Krishna, maybe Krishna will not look at us also. Yes? Then if Krishna is not looking at us, no, I don't think there is no option as such. But then, you know, Prabhupada set the altar very nicely for us. We come down the altar. Up it is not working, let's come down. We come to the acharyas. Yes, we come to the acharyas and we start begging the acharyas because they are merciful. They are merciful and the sadhus, they come to this world just to deliver people. Just to deliver people. So they are very merciful. Yes, we start praying to, you know, Srila Gurudev. We start praying to Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and all the acharyas, you know, who are there. If we beg and pray to them, that very nice Vaishnava song which says, Eka Kyamar Nahi Payabal Harinama Sankirtane. I cannot chant the holy names. Firstly, to chant the holy names, I should have some taste. Yes? And that taste will come if this curtain which is there in front of Krishna, that is removed. Now this is not getting removed. I don't have taste. How can I chant alone? And I don't have strength. All these anarthas and samskaras and people around are pulling me down. Now where from I'll chant the holy names? How can I chant the holy names? Yes. Then maybe the acharyas would say that, so what should I do? Yes. Eka kyamar nai payabal harinama sankirtane. And our request is, tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna namatane. You can actually help me. You know, you can just give me a drop of faith, then I'll be able to chant. Now the acharyas might say that, how can I give you? How can I give you this, what you're asking? Then we have the next line. See, our acharyas writing sounds so beautifully. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dete paro, tumara shakati aaj. Krishna is yours. You have Krishna with you. You can give me Krishna. Yes. But they might ask, why should I give it to you? Why should I give it to you? Ami tu kangal. I am a beggar. Krishna, Krishna, boli, dhai, tava, pache, pache. Oh, Acharya, please help me. Oh, Gurudev, please help me. Yes. If we helplessly pray to these great personalities, yes, they will shower their mercy. And their mercy is the only hope. There is no other hope. Yes. Only if Shla Gurudev, he showers mercy, and all the Acharya shower mercy, then for sure that day will come when we'll be absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna always. Chant the holy names always. Kirtanya Sadahari aspect will come. That state will come. Yes. But their mercy is needed. Without their mercy, not possible. Without their mercy, it's not possible. And that's what we see here. When Mother Earth was offering prayers to Prithu Maharaj with so much of helplessness, Prithu Maharaj's heart melted and he was actually, you know, hearing the prayers of Mother Cow or Mother Earth. And now she is telling, you know, how to actually, no, take out the gems and milk and whatever. Yes. And now in the future verses we will see, Prithu Maharaj will arrange different milkmen. Then he'll also arrange calves and then he'll also arrange pots. And different things are removed or different things are milked from Mother Earth. So we'll see those in future verses. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? Very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm.